Communities up and down California say their finances are getting hammered by the coronavirus outbreak. They're racking up big costs trying to fight the pandemic. At the same time, tax revenue is down pretty much across the board because so many businesses are closed. And millions of people in the state have lost their jobs or had their pay slashed, so they need help footing the bills, putting food on the table, and paying the rent. Sounds like all the makings for a local government meltdown. But commentator Joe Matthews says that in a strange way, it could also be an opportunity. We asked him to explain in this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California.
Well, not much of this whole situation we're in is good, but local governments in California were weak and small and in crisis before COVID. So we have too many local governments and not enough local governance. And I think we're seeing that again in COVID.
But the fact is, it's not just the governments that wouldn't have enough money. The funding to provide the services that people want, you know, healthcare, arts, education, you name it, is drying up too. And by combining governments, you don't necessarily make more money.
That's true. I don't think we're going to combine governments. What I fear is we're just going to shrink the already weak, small, ineffective local governments we have, but keep almost all of them. What I would suggest is a different approach. Aggressive consolidation of local governments. Make this an extinction event. There are, you know, nearly 5,000 special districts in the state. We don't need them. They could be folded into city and county governments. There are almost 500 cities and 58 counties. Many of them are very small. There's lots of opportunities for combination. Is it really good that LA County has 88 cities? Do we need a Covina and a West Covina, an El Monte and a South El Monte? But that's not the whole of the story. The reason why our governments don't have much money is because our whole system in California doesn't allow them to raise their own money. We have a centralized system of finance where the money kind of all, most of it goes up and through the state. Local elected officials are very limited in their powers by American standards to raise money. So I would do two things. I would combine governments so there were fewer of them and they were bigger and stronger and had more capacity. And then I would give them the power to tax back. A power taken away famously by Prop 13, but also by other measures and other aspects of our Constitution. You want to have fewer governments, but the ones that have need to be stronger. They need to be more self-reliant so they can provide us better services in good times and they can actually respond in bad times like this, where we see our local governments kind of having to look for to higher levels of government, both for guidance and resources.
But wait a minute, you're always talking about the importance of government being accountable to voters and of voters having input. How does that jive with the idea that regional governments would have all the power to tax whatever they see fit at whatever rate they want?
Because accountability is often tied to the power to tax. People don't pay attention, don't vote, don't hold their local governments accountable because they obviously don't have that much power. When you have the power to tax, the power to reach into your wallet, that brings accountability. With this many governments, I mean, it's often 20 plus local governments we have providing different services for us. Accountability has enough, a small enough number of governments for people to actually watch them and then incentives to watch them by giving them real agency and taxing power.
Okay, suppose that this scenario plays out and we move towards a more regional government structure. How would that really make a difference when, you know, so many sources of tax revenue have just dried up?
It would look tough in the near term, but it would be stronger as we came back. I think it could look different in different regions. Gavin Newsom always says we're a nation state as though it's a brag. But it's a curse, actually. The curse is that we are the size of a nation, but we're stuck being an American state with all the limits of that. We'd be the 35th most populous nation on earth if California was a country, right? The nations that have more people than us all have their own states within them. They have regional governments within them, whether they're states or provinces or what have you. We don't have that. I actually think the regions themselves should decide. I would have citizens, councils, and commissions, you know, in the big seven or eight regions, however you want to divide up the state, and let them decide how to consolidate and how to structure regional government. And there are models, six of the models here. You know, there's some things we govern regionally, something like metro in LA or air quality management districts. And I think also regional fits who we are. We're a state of regions. We're very much a citizen of regions. We tend to, certainly here in LA, you probably work in a different neighborhood or different city even than you live in. You know, our weather is regional, our economies are regional, our sports alliances are regional, and our problems are regional. So regional governance and fewer and smaller number of local governments would fit California and what it is much better. It could be both more efficient, but also give us much more in the way of services and also maybe resilience, which seems like a pretty powerful thing to have in a time like this.
Joe Matthews is a syndicated columnist with Zocalo Public Square. He joins us every Thursday. And you are listening to KCRW.